Hi, I'm Madeline Grobe, Head of Creators for the UK, Ireland and Nordics, and I'm here on the Untalented podcast with Canva and Unknown.
What do you do? Explain it to me like I'm a 10-year-old.
So I'm the Head of Creators for the UK, Ireland and the Nordics at TikTok. And basically what that means is we support emerging and top creators to be successful on and off the platform. So that could be anything from helping someone earn more money or improve their content or niche down in a different way that they haven't thought of. Or it could be help someone more established get off at gigs like host a podcast or host a red carpet at a premiere and just really gain that visibility in real life.
Perfect. What is something that's helped you accelerate your career?
I always say this to people. I think it's important to just start by doing one thing and do that one thing amazingly well, because if you're doing all the things all the time, you're kind of going to become like, and what is it? My expert in nothing.
We'll find it.
But yeah, I think just get like laser focused on one key area, do that really, really well, smash it, and then go on to the next.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
What can the highest earner expect to earn in your career?
A lot, I would hope. I don't know. We're all striving for a lot, aren't we? Mm-hmm. I think it is in media, you know, it's like really varied across the board. But yeah, I think it's, you know, a good industry to be in.
Nice. Sky's the limit.
Sky's the limit.
What's a TikTok trend that you secretly love?
I secretly love and hate. Well, firstly, so many trends, but the one that is just keeps coming up for me is the I almost forgot this is the whole point.
Oh, I love
it. I have a 2-year-old, and so I honestly see like both sides of the mum talk spectrum where sometimes I'll see those videos and I'll just start crying. So I'll be like, oh my God, it is the whole point. And then other times I'm just like, ew, ick. Like, so
no
cringe.
In between.
So,
literally,
yeah,
no,
it's
in,
no
between.
In between. It's so cringe.
Amazing. I love that. You will like never know which it's going to be when you're scrolling either. You're like, am I about to lock in to cry?
Sometimes it just really speaks to me. Yeah. And then other times I'm like, oh no, you're just like so cringy.
Briefs, long or short?
Short.
Straight, you didn't even have to think about it.
Didn't even have to think
love
about
that.
It.
And what's the best part of working in global teams?
Oh, I think being able to just like meet creators across the world and like gain that local like nuance and just like understand how trends are converting in different markets and how like we all have so many shared interests and things that we talk about, but it like it shows up in different ways. And just seeing that just experience like blow up across the world is so fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it must be so interesting that everybody's kind of out for the same, like doing the same thing,
yeah,
or say united goal, right?
Yeah,
even though
exactly.
It's so different.
Yeah.
But moving into deep dives,
yeah,
how do you localize creative work without diluting the brand?
I mean, that's a really good segue from your last question, because it is just completely about that finding that relevance and that nuance. And I think specifically in advertising, like when you're looking at global campaigns, it's so much more than just like text translation. You do need to like change your talent, look at your creative and really think about like how the message is landing in different markets.
Mm. And what is TikTok's philosophy around brand voice?
Authenticity, like all the way. Like you really do need to be completely authentic. You need to know your audience like in and out. You need to be chronically online and show up in the communities where they are, because if you're not like authentically a part of that space, it's going to be really jarring.
Yeah, it seems like that is the strongest pull, right? And I think especially for your creators, that is what makes them them, right?
Yeah,
and what helps to bring, build that audience, build that community, right?
Yeah, it's all about community. And you see often, like if someone's maybe doing something that isn't authentic to their brand voice or to their community, like you see it in the comments, you get people going like, or doing it for the paycheck. And if you're thinking like the community's not buying into this and they're seeing it, then it's never going to convert.
Yeah, you're never going to be the sky's the limit.
No,
right?
You're never going to hit the sky limit.
I love that. And how do you balance experimentation with consistency?
They have to really go hand in hand, because obviously consistency is what's going to like keep you stable. It's going to help you hit your goals and like your financial targets. But then if we're not constantly innovating, things will be stagnant. I read something probably on TikTok, or I heard someone say once that if you're still doing the same thing from 4 years ago, you're going to get 4-year-old results. And
wow.
It's so true, isn't
yeah.
it? Because you need to, like, even though your goal might be the same, you constantly need to change and experiment with how you're achieving that goal.
Yeah. And do you think that do people get wrapped up in sort of progression over innovation? Do you find that a lot, or?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I think people sometimes maybe are scared to innovate because we're also busy as well. So sometimes it's like the MVP, it's like the minimum viable product is the best way forward. But you need to pick your battles as well. Like, I think if you, like looping back to even the first question, if you want to really succeed, you do need to innovate and you do need to push boundaries and really think outside the box.
Yeah, and it's also balancing that while staying so true to your authenticity, right?
100%.
What is the most unhinged thing that you've asked ChatGPT?
Where are my sunglasses?
No way.
Honestly, I probably like massively as a joke, obviously. But no, I think it, I just ask it silly things all the time.
Yeah. I love the things where you're, it makes you like suddenly question everything. And yeah. You're like, wait, my one source of truth is now this.
Exactly. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
And what is your life slogan?
I'm Australian.
Okay.
Calm your farm. My old team from like 3 jobs ago when I left got it printed on a mug for me.
Amazing.
Sometimes
I love.
People just have to calm their farm. Like, calm your farm, be steady, carry on.
Yeah, just crack on,
just
get
crack
on with it.
Like,
I love
not
that.
Not everything needs to blow up. Like, just calm your farm. Crack on.
I'm going to catch myself saying that.
Please.
Be like, I can't
I
pull that off.
It.
I can't pull that off.
From Australia to Cairns. Calm your farm, everybody. I'm getting slogan t-shirts.
Calm your farm. You heard it first.
Yeah. Great.